Can you guys hear me?
We can hear you. Richard, can you hear Austin?
Yeah, I hear him. He was when I seen him a while ago, he was in the getting some IV. He was a little drained. I don't know if it's emotional or what.
Good.
You saved me with cowboy hats, buddy.
Good looking cowboy hat. This one's a lot better than the other ones I've had because it's from Victory Lane.
All right, RC, we appreciate your time. We're going to let you go, and we're going to now roll into our post-race press conference with our race winner, Austin Dillon. Austin, thanks for joining us after a quick visit to the care center. Just take us through those final laps and kind of what was in your mind. Obviously, not only a win, but a playoff spot as well, and kind of how you approach those final laps.
Well, you know, I just had to have confidence in we had a car that had potential. It didn't really run well in traffic. We had Justin and I both talked and seen what kind of happened at Kentucky with Cole and like the way that they had ran it. It was really beneficial at the end of the race to have a car that set up. It doesn't really race great, but if you can get the track position at some point, you can be fast. And that's you saw when we got out front, we had a hot rod. And I got to thank all of our partners, Bass Pro Shops, American Ethanol, Dow, Coca-Cola, everybody that makes this possible. But, you know, the call was the win. I mean, the call that Justin made, I asked him for something. Our car was fading, and I thought Tyler, his car was a little better coming down the stretch, and he had kind of caught me, but we had track position on him. And I said, man, I got to have something to finish this race off. And he said, all right, we're taking lefts. And lefts had kind of freed my car up all day. I was tight. And when we put the lefts on, it was the call that we needed to go on and win the race. And then it came down to just some restarts, not screwing up, and making it happen when it counted on those restarts, getting through the gears, timing them, changing up. I had some good pushes. My buddy Kurt Busch, he gave me a good shove that first one. And then Joey Logano was a lot of help also down the stretch.
Okay, we are going to go straight into questions, and our first question that we are going to take, we'll start with Bob Pockers. Bob, go ahead with your question for Austin.
Yeah, first, Austin, did you just need some fluids, and how are you doing?
Yep, I got a couple IVs in me, feeling great. I felt great once I kind of got in the air condition. I was wanting to come back out because it sinks you in the race, and you're falling out. So, but I gave it all. I left it all out there. At least I can say that. I left it all on the track, and yeah, I feel great. The Infield Care Center did a great job taking care of myself, and Kurt Busch was in there too, and Kurt's okay, and we're actually flying back together, so it worked out okay.
And did you think that you'd be able to survive that number of restarts with the people having fresher tires behind you?
Yeah, you know, I didn't think tires were a bit as big of an advantage, at least my car. Every time we put on four, we really struggled. We were just better on two, and I felt like I could keep up with the competition better on two. The restarts, as far as that went, I knew if I had a good push, I could kind of dictate when everything happened, and I had good pushers with Kurt and Joey, like I said, and then the last one, I timed it perfect and kind of just switched it up where I was in the restart box when I went, and it gave me a gap to kind of put dirty air on everything behind me.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bob.
Okay, our next question we're going to take from Dustin Albino. Dustin, go ahead with your question.
Yeah, Austin, congrats on the win. Obviously, you've won two pretty big races in the past with the 600 and the Daytona 500, but that's a super speedway and fuel mileage. So does this one mean any more because you had three late restarts to earn it?
Hell yeah, it does. We took it from them. That feels good. You know, I mean, I've said it to my grandfather. I said, man, yeah, the two races we won were fuel mileage, and one was the Daytona 500. It played out. Either way, we had to make it happen. And so they're both big wins in my career. But this one, once again, we had to make it happen multiple times and on older tires. So that was pretty cool, and it feels great.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to take our next question from Jordan Bianchi. Jordan, go ahead with your question.
Austin, why do you think you don't maybe get the credit you deserve from fans? And do you think you deserve more credit from fans?
I don't know. it's okay, man. Sports are sports. You got to have someone you don't like, and maybe it's just my background and where I come from, but I got a lot of people that love me too, so it doesn't bother me at all, really. They can either get on the bandwagon and love me, or it's okay. It's part of sports, you know what I mean? Haters going to hate sometimes, but we'll be all right.
Thank you.
Okay, our next question we'll take from Adam Fenwick. Adam, go ahead.
Hey, Austin. We heard from your crew chief a little bit ago about the late race call to take two tires, and he was very surprised that you guys were really the only ones, with the exception of one or two others, to take two tires. Were you just as surprised to find yourself at the front of the field? Did you expect the guys in front of you entering pit road to come out with two tires as well?
Yeah, I was pleasantly surprised. You know, I mean, it's a good thing when you see no one in front of you, but I saw my teammate and I knew he was on fuel only strategy, and he had a good car there late, like I said, but I felt like our left sides were going to give us the edge on him, and was able to make it stick on the bottom, and that's what kind of pulled it off for us. So yeah, what a call by Justin. I mean, he's done a great job all year of putting us in good positions when it comes to track position, and all three of my cup wins are with Justin. Love the guy. I can't thank him enough for everything he's done for me and my family, and he's been putting great products out there, and he deals with me. I'm not the easiest individual in the world to deal with. I can get cranky from time to time, but that's just because I'm passionate and I'm a grinder. I feel like I can go out there and compete week in and week out with these guys, and you know, this was a huge win for our company, RCR, ECR, everybody that supports us. It was really cool.
Thank you, sir.
It was nice to also have the ball in my court, you know what I mean, to dictate the end of the race.
Okay, we're going to continue with questions. Dustin Long, go ahead with your questions.
Thank you. A couple questions. Austin, obviously nobody can take away that you've won a couple of major races. That's something a lot of people would love to be able to do. But when you reference, you know, being able to talking to your grandfather about having not, in one sense, earned it in maybe the traditional sense, how much does that weigh on a driver? I mean, we always hear you guys talk about you're going to win some that maybe you shouldn't, you're going to lose some that maybe you should, but is that something, even for somebody who's got a Daytona 500, a win, and a Coke 600 win, that there were questions or things that kind of gnawed at you a little bit because of what those races were?
Well, you stay patient and you have faith. I have faith, and faith can really take you a long way, and then I'm not saying there wasn't a lot of up and downs during that time period, and you go through peaks and valleys, and you have to be able to have a good support system. My wife, my family have always believed in me, and I couldn't get here without that, you know what I mean? If I didn't have the support system I have, from the friends to the family, I would definitely have let it weigh on me. I mean, I don't know how many races it's been in between. I think somebody said it earlier, it was a pretty big number from Daytona to now, and you just stay diligent. I put a lot of work in during the pandemic to get in good shape. It didn't look like I was after the race, but I feel like I've been working my tail off in the car, so I left it all out there. And but, you know, all the work, all the effort, and the continued thoughts, you know, you got to think positive and know that it's going to turn around and come your way. I know I can do this. I've done it in the Xfinity Series, done it in the Truck Series, won outright in those multiple times, and it's the same guys. It's just it's more of them. So those other wins feel just as good as this one, but there's definitely a little edge to this one. I think it feels good.
Also, you talked about how you nailed it on that last restart, and I'm curious, you haven't led much this season. You haven't had the opportunity to be on a restart. There's no practice. This is such a bizarre year, so you're not getting track time. So how does somebody who – you know, I don't know, maybe it's been months since the last time you let a restart in a race. How does somebody hit it and not spin the tires? Although I think maybe was that the next to last restart where you kind of had an issue there? Can you talk me through that? And how somebody like that able to hit it on the last one when they haven't had as much experience as others?
Well, it's kind of like riding a bike. You know, I've been in that situation before and just got to – I've been given a lot of shit, actually, from all my friends about restarts and how I restart for a long time, and I don't ever want to let them down. And I had some dang good restarts at Kentucky from like 8th. And I've always told them, I said, man, give me something I can drive and I can restart. And I've definitely made mistakes throughout the past, but I feel like in the right situations, I make it happen. And that was one of those situations where I had to clutch it. You know what I mean? I had to make it work. And I chose the bottom all three times. My spotter and Justin wanted it the second time. I didn't feel real great about it the second time, and it showed because I was a little late, and it kind of backed everything up. But Joey gave me a good push to get me going, which helped. And that last one, I was thinking top the whole last lap, and coming to the green, I said, you know what, I'm going to dictate this race from wherever I start. I chose the bottom. I thought our car was turning better than what Reddick was at that point. And so I chose that bottom and just changed up. I made a different move than what I had been making on the restart. And I think it kind of threw a curveball at the guys. And that's what gave me that little bit of jump that I needed to be able to put dirty air on their nose going into turn one.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to take our next question from Jim Utter. Jim, go ahead.
Congrats, Austin. Hey, how are you a different driver, and how is RCR a different team going into the playoffs this year?
As much as I hate to say it, I've got a lot of experience now in the Cup Series, and for a long time I was looked at as kind of a young gun, and I still feel young. I mean, the biggest thing is I've had to step up in the role that I'm in because you bring Tyler in, who's absolutely crushed it from the Xfinity Series with two championships, and really, I think, brought something to push me. And I think that's something that everybody needs is competition. And I can't thank him enough for all the competition he's brought to our company. And you got to have that, man. When I first came in the Cup Series, I thought I was going to have Kevin Harvick as my teammate to learn from. And he left, and me and Newman started our deal out. Newman was really great for a long time. And Daniel's unlucky last year. We didn't have what we needed last year, I felt like. And then Reddick was on fire. So bringing him in, and it really kind of changed the dynamic this year as far as the competition goes. And got to hand it to my grandfather. He's made some great calls on putting the people in the right places. Even though I've argued with him multiple times on it, I got to give it to him. He does a good job. That's why he's the legend that he is.
And I believe today was the first time since 2011 that RCR had finished first and second in a Cup race. Given everything that's taken place this season, how much do you think that will mean to the people back in Welcome?
Oh, it's huge. You know, we run a family organization back home and at RCR, and it's so awesome when you cross those railroad tracks. There's a sign when you come in there, and I can't wait to get home because I know what it's going to say on that sign, that RCR goes 1-2 and the 3-team brings home the victory at Texas. So that's my favorite thing to do, is bring home all the hardworking employees that have believed in me, and those are the people that matter the most to me. Our fans are huge, but also our employees that dig in and build these great race cars for us.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, we're going to continue with questions. Before we do so, Austin, we did want to let you know that your car did pass tech, so congratulations. You are officially the race winner, and we are going to take our next question from Jeff Gluck. Jeff, go ahead.
Austin, you're in the playoffs now, and Tyler's, I think, 14 points out. So what does he have to do over these next 8 races to get his way in? Obviously, you know, he's against some pretty big names there.
Well, I think, you know, I've already seen a lot more maturity this year out of Tyler than I figured was going to be there, truthfully. As aggressive as he was in the Xfinity Series, I didn't know how he would fare throughout these long races. But he's taking care of his equipment, and that's a big part of it. I feel like if he takes care of his equipment, he's obviously got enough talent and the cars to do it. You know, it's hard starting in that 16, that group from 13 to 24 to get the stage points. That's the hardest part that him and Randall are going to have to focus on moving forward, is getting track position at some of these places to giving him opportunity. But literally, he can win anywhere he goes. You know, he's got that talent in him. So I wouldn't be surprised next week at Kansas if both of us have another shot with what we're bringing to the track. And we got to do a really good job, like we did today, is putting ourselves in situations where we are leading the race and we can take that opportunity to the next level. And I have no doubt that Tyler's going to be a winner in the NASCAR Cup Series.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to take our next question from Jerry Jordan. Jerry, go ahead.
Hey, Austin, congrats on the win. I wanted to ask you, we've heard from a lot of drivers through the years that, you know, it's been a while since they won. They start hearing things, phantom vibrations, stuff like that. Was anything going through your head on those final laps there and on those restarts when you had those guys behind you?
Only thing going through my head was that damn car was really hot. With the last second to last restart, when that caution came out, I kind of had gotten tight into three. I don't know if it was just because I was giving it all I had there at the end. And that caution came out, and I'm sure a lot of people were like, I hope it goes green right there. But I think it was good for us because it cooled our tires back down and allowed me to fire it back in there, those last, that green-white checkered. But, no, I didn't have any of those phantom vibrations, and that was a good thing because you definitely start questioning. I mean, the questioning thing is, like, you don't want to give it away by choosing the wrong lane. That was my biggest thing is don't choose the wrong lane, inside or outside. And then at the end, it was like, man, either way, you got to make the move on your own. You dictate the start because you're the leader. So it didn't matter top or bottom. I knew what I had to do, and I was able to make it happen.
And they showed Whitney on TV. Have you talked to her, and what was her reaction when you called her?
I FaceTimed her, and she was holding Ace, and my mother-in-law was there. It was just elation. You know, they're super happy, super pumped, can't wait to get home. And, you know, praise the Lord. It meant a lot to our whole family.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, we're going to take our next question from Stephen Conley at PRN. Stephen, go ahead.
Congratulations, Austin. Obviously a short week this week, getting ready to head to Kansas. You kind of mentioned this a little bit, but since 2016, your results haven't been what you would expect at Kansas. Can you talk about coming off of this win, the momentum, and going into that race?
Yeah, it's another mile and a half. You know, our cars have competed well in mile and a half. And, you know, Tyler had a pretty good run. It was his first cup start there last year. And Justin was crew chief in him, so we have some data from that run, and we weren't bad in that race. We just kind of gave it away in certain areas. We're executing much better this year than what we were last year, and execution's a big part of it. I've studied some of the guys like Brad Keselowski, who don't always have the best car, but make it happen when it counts. They constantly are battling for track position, even if they don't have the best car. So we're trying to do more of that and put ourselves in more situations, like you said, putting yourself up front so you're comfortable running up there and kind of make your own race at the end.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to take our next question from Mike Leslie. Mike, go ahead.
Austin, I know you guys have had a couple of opportunities to race in front of fans in recent weeks, but this was the first event in the state of Texas to have fans in attendance. For you at the end of the race, I know you had your burnout there right at the start-finish line with fans right there cheering you on. What was that moment like for you to be able to actually interact with fans in front of you, which has not necessarily always been the case over the course of the last couple months?
Felt really good. I think it would have been awkward without them, and that's why I parked it right in front of them and let them smell that smoke, the burnt rubber. Everything I did was for those fans, and I think they loved it. I also gave the flag away to a little kid. He had a Kyle Busch shirt on. I told him he's got to get a new shirt, but hopefully I transferred him over.
Okay, we're going to take our next question from Aaron Burden. Aaron, go ahead.
Hey, Austin, congratulations. First of all, you know, the first really this whole stretch up until the last 2 weeks, it was guys top 8, 9 in points winning races. Now we've seen back-to-back wins from you and Cole Custer from deeper in the field. Is that something you think is just fortuitous timing between you two, or is that something we could see more of as the playoffs draw near?
Well, I mean, you saw Tyler up there with me at the end, and there's another guy in that area of points. And I think it, you know, there's a lot of disadvantages when it comes to the stages and the point side of it, but it also puts you in an advantage to take chances when it counts. And that's what we did, and it worked out for us. So you got to be aggressive in this sport to win races. And I've kind of noticed that a lot of the great guys that are doing it. So we're aggressive with our call, and we maintained our position and won the race.
And your teammates obviously been one of the sources of inspiration this year for a lot of people. Really strong rookie year. Looking to how he's compared to previous rookies in the series in the last few years, where do you see his future in the sport?
Well, I just think he's super talented. I think he's going to be great for RCR for a long time. And, you know, he's only going to get better, I feel like. You know, he's got a lot of potential, and he shows it week in and week out. He's not afraid to change lanes and definitely pushes me and shows me some things from time to time. And I think I can show him every now and then a couple things.
Thank you.
Okay, we have time for one final question for Austin, and we're going to go with Jeff from Empire Sports. Jeff, go ahead.
Hi, Austin. Congratulations on the win. when your competition or former competition on the cusp of the playoff picture and Jimmy Johnson, William Byron had some issues today, did that change the way you and the number three team changed things up a little bit?
Well, you know, we didn't start off real great. Truthfully, our first run, we were pretty bad off and we made some adjustments and just kind of stuck with it. Never felt like we were out. You know, we've had this saying on our car all year. It's called Fido. It's like, forget it, drive and drive on. And it's been good for us. Even when we're struggling, it's Fido, like start over. And it was a military guy that came and spoke to our company at the beginning of the year. And I just kind of took that and used it. And even when we're struggling, we kind of never out of the fight. And that was big today because I think with like 60 to go, I needed that saying Fido because I came to the radio. I said, we're just not good. You know, I mean, we had the track position, but we couldn't hold it. And then he gave me even better track positioning. And then it was like, all right, I got to make it happen. Just do what it takes.
Thanks, Austin. Congratulations to you and your family.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Austin, we appreciate you joining us, especially knowing after you made a trip to the care center. So thanks again. And we wish you the best of luck later this week in Kansas.
Love you guys.
Bye.